This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson has a lot of friends, but not among consumers. In a moment, we'll face off. Al, you talk a good consumer game, but you vote the other way. In fact, you rank near the bottom of the Senate. In the ratings for 1987, just published by the respected Consumer Federation of America, I scored 92%. But old anti-consumer Al turned up with a shocker of a score, only 33% out of a possible 100. I know, Al. You're going to challenge the messenger bringing the bad news. You don't like consumers, you don't like consumer groups, and you don't like the key votes they use to rate senators. But you can't square them out of 33%, Al. You voted against notice to workers before plants are closed, against limits on fat cat political contributions, against housing aid for middle-income housing, against helping low-income families pay their heating bills. Consumers have rights too, Al. You don't always have to kowtow to the special interests.
Come on, Ted. You and I know those legislative ratings are a dime a dozen. They're based on votes that are cleverly selected to make a group's friends look like saints and their opponents like slavering evil boobs. If you really want to demonstrate your passionate concern for consumers, why don't you help us scrap one of the most blatant anti-consumer bills you've ever co-sponsored this year, the textile bill? You say it helps the domestic textile and apparel industries by restricting imports of those items. But our domestic companies are right now experiencing higher production, profits, and employment. Passage of that bill would increase consumer costs $25 to $37 billion over 5 years, and that will only give a surge to inflation, and that is especially cruel to the poor. You're the guy that would make the cost of blouses and shoes go up at the Kmart, Ted. That puts just a tad of tarnish on your 93% rating, doesn't it, Ted? This is Senator Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.